This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A group gathered near downtown Denver last night to highlight the issue that brought Major League Baseball's All-Star Game to the city in the first place, voting rights. Protesters called on Congress to expand voter access after several states have passed laws that some say make it harder to cast a ballot. Major League Baseball moved Tuesday's game from Atlanta after Georgia lawmakers passed new voter laws. The best sluggers in baseball will compete in tonight's home run derby at Coors Field. CPR's Vic Vella has more.
Well, if you dig the long ball, you'll definitely want to catch tonight's derby before it's going gone. And the player to watch will be Japanese sensation Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels, the league leader in home runs this season, who's also pitching in Tuesday's All-Star game. And get this. Coors Field usually stores baseballs in a humidor, which makes the ball a little heavier with water so they're not hit as hard. But there will be no humidor for this mile-high derby, so you can expect baseballs to fly into the stratosphere. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Colorado Rockies legend Larry Walker has tested positive for COVID-19. Walker made the announcement on Twitter yesterday and canceled all his appearances during MLB's All-Star Game festivities. The 54-year-old was expected to appear in a celebrity softball game Sunday at Coors Field in Denver. Walker spent a decade playing in Colorado and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame last year. Metro Denver is at 91 today. It'll drop into the 60s overnight. This is CPR News.